baseball. Transmitting all day. It's gonna be all
right. It's gonna be all right. This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. And today, our topic is keeping hope alive. During these difficult times or difficult times in our lives, how do we keep hope alive? Today, my guest is Mrs. Mary Boyd Smith, affectionately known to some as Ludi. Mrs. Smith is a licensed clinical social worker for over 40 years. Together, we will explore this topic, keeping hope alive. If we should run out of time for this program today, there will be a continuation next week. The world is running toward Armageddon. How do we keep hope alive? Hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised. Hope believes what God says is true. Faith and hope goes hand in hand. Hebrew 11:1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hope in God helps us to keep serving Him. We can never place our trust in man because man will fail us. But God will never, never, never fail us. Faith follows hope. We will have what we hope for according to God's promises. In this crazy world, it is essential that we stay connected to the tree for our nourishment. Faith is action, folks. Hebrew 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Hope. I don't know if you ever think about hope as a separate entity, but hope is very important to faith. Hope is our goals, our visions, our dreams, the things that God has in store for us. Hope activates our faith. Faith will lie still or dormant until our hopes rise up. And we have all, and we've been taught down through the years that we all have been given a measure of faith. And we have. God said it. We nourish faith and hope with prayer and the word of God, seeking God and the things of God. God is faithful, faithful to those who seek Him. The operative word here is seek. To those who seek Him, that means that we have a responsibility. Keeping our hope alive means truly, truly believing what God says as we work toward our goals of eternal life. Even with a strong relationship in God, with God, sometimes we will unravel. But when we come away from our feelings and start to speak His word, it will bring confidence and peace. Keep hope alive by speaking God's word, folks. It really does make a difference. It really does make a difference. In order to speak God's word, we must have a relationship with Him. Our responsibility, as I have said, is to seek His face. The world offers no hope. No hope. No hope at all. The world offers no hope. All of our hope comes from the Lord. And when we know that our hope is in God, it's a living hope because God lives. He is life. It's a living hope. And a living hope in God does not go away. It's untarnished. Hope gives faith something to work with. Ephesians 2:12 says that those who don't have Jesus Christ do not have hope. Our living hope must be solid and secure. And the only way we can have solid hope is to have our hope in God. Faith and hope is the anchor for our souls. Our journey of keeping hope alive is crucial, crucial. Faith and hope, as I have said, goes hand in hand. In all of our circumstances, we must seek God to keep hope alive. Nothing on this earth is more important than having God in our lives. Nothing. Like I said before, faith and hope goes hand in hand. And to keep faith or hope, and to keep faith alive, to keep hope alive, we have to give faith something to work with. Amen. Hope in God is not a cross your finger type hope or a fuzzy wuzzy feeling on the inside hope. True hope for a Christian is our confidence of knowing that He will act on our behalf in His faithfulness. And we should have some markers in our lives that can attest to that, that can testify to that. Hope is enacted by our response to God in obedience. When we are obedient to His precepts, His commands, our hope can be assured. We can be assured that the hope we have in Him will be fulfilled because of His faithfulness. God's commands are not meant to hurt us. It's meant to help us, keeping us close to Him to receive the blessings that will come from Him. That's how God acts on our behalf when our hope is in Him. It calls for a response on our part. In obedience to God, that we are going to live righteously and holy. God blesses those who are obedient to His commands. We are the recipients of our hope in God, having that confidence that He is, that in His faithfulness will act, His faithfulness will act on our behalf. Now I'm going to let you hear from Mrs. Smith, and she has thoughts and information on hope. Mrs. Smith.
Good morning, DJ.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to say I feel like running because you have given us such a word already on hope and on faith. And I just want to add a little bit to what you have said. I also want to say good morning to everyone who's listening. And if you can, call somebody right quick and tell them, look, they're talking about hope. because what we're talking about today is how can we keep hope alive during these times. We're going through some trying times, times like we have never seen before. But I think about the song when I was a girl. They used to sing it in Colfax. I have hope. And it's a beautiful hope. And it sets me free.
Amen.
So what we're coming to you with today is our thoughts from the Word of God. We want you to be encouraged. God knows we love you. God bless you, bless you, bless you.
Amen.
So I'm going to get started. How do we remain hopeful in times like these? First of all, let's be mindful. Now, what does that mean, Ludi? It means that we focus on the present. There's not a lot that we can do about the past. There's not a lot that we can do about the future. So let's be mindful of what is going on right now. And in our mindfulness, let us always remember to love. Because with all of the things, God told us to have faith, to have hope, to have, but the greatest of all of this is to love. So if we can remain in the presence and with a loving spirit, and as BJ has already told us that in order for us to have hope, we got to be solidly into the Word of God. And we have to be children of God to really have a hope that will take us through the times that we're going through. So let's just be mindful. Don't worry about the past. Certainly worry do us no good.
Amen.
So let's think about where we are. And then the next thing I say, trust in God with our whole heart, our mind, our body, and our spirit. And the words say, and lean not to our own understanding.
Amen.
And when we do that, God will lead us. So let us begin. We're going to be mindful. We're going to trust in God. And we know that in that trust, but when we talk about trusting God, we trust God because we know God and we know His Word. So tied into being mindful, being trusting in God, let us seek God. We talked about that. BJ talked about seeking God already.
Yes,
now, when we seek God, what do? We pray.
Yes.
We focus on the Word and we learn to meditate so we can listen to God. Now, we're going to talk about that because the spirit, when we are beginning to seek God, we're seeking God as our spirit so that the spirit within us will grow strong because He did not give us a spirit of fear. And if we sit down and listen to CNN and listen to Fox News, ABC, NBC, CBS, it will have us completely scared.
Amen.
We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen to our children, whether they're going to go to school, whether they're not going to go to school. And I have a word for that. My word is God has already worked it out.
Amen.
About our economy and about our children going to school, about our jobs. And somebody said, well, that's easy for you to say. But I'm saying that because we are interconnected. And whatever you are going through will affect me. And whatever I'm going through will affect you. Whatever is going on in the world, whether we like it or not, we are interconnected. And because we are interconnected, let us get on the same accord.
Amen.
So remember, He did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And a sound mind. So going back to mindfulness, going back to trusting God, then we begin to seek God because the Psalms say in His presence is the fullness of joy. So we're talking about getting the joy and the peace of God just because we seek Him and we're praying. We pray the Word of God. We don't just pray. my cousin Millicent Rubin say sometimes, all I can do is pray the word.
Amen.
Pray the word. And when we pray the word of God, he is attentive and he's always listening. When we focus on the word of God, how are you going to know the word to pray it? That's why we do daily meditation. Now, don't get upset because some people read the Bible all day long. Some people have a certain time and a certain place that they read it. Whatever you develop as your pattern, don't get hung up on what your cousin, your brother, and all of other people do. Joyce Meyer says she talked to people and they say, oh, I prayed 2 hours. And she said, well, my goodness, I spent 5 minutes with God this morning. But the important thing for us to do is spend some time with God.
Amen.
And just a little talk with Jesus makes it better. And I'm not telling you what somebody told me. Well, somebody did tell me these things when I was growing up. But what did they say? I tried them for myself.
Amen.
And I know of all the things that I've gone through in my life, death, sadness, sickness, heartaches, all the things. Once I had a time to just, sometimes it was just, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Lord, help me.
Yes.
But God is always there. I was talking to a friend, her only child in Houston has COVID-19, and she has been very sick. And she said, you know, sometimes it's like, I can't pray. She said, I pray all day, and then sometimes I can't even open my mouth. It's like I can't even pray in my spirit. I said, but God knows your wrongs. God hears us. Even when we can't say nothing, when we are thinking on him, that's why we learn to meditate on
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
So these are the ways that we remain hopeful. This is the way that we keep hope alive in our lives, and we get the joy and the peace that surpasses understanding. And another thing I have to say, have a spirit of gratitude in all things, be thankful. Sometimes I just say, God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my toenails. Lord, I thank you for my eyelashes. Y'all laughing now, but I do. Lord, I thank you for everything. I look at my house. Lord, thank you for a bathroom, for a kitchen. When we begin to have a spirit of gratitude, and we began to thank God. We see in social work, we call it seeing a glass half full or having it half empty. Some people see it half empty. Well, I ain't got, but you know, it's half empty. Oh, but when we get to the point that we can say, but it's half full, and thank you, God, for half full. We thank him. And then we ask God for to restore us. To restore us unto the joy of our salvation. We confess to God whatever we need to confess to him, because he's willing and he's able and he will do it. Won't he do it, BJ?
He'll do it.
He will do it.
He will.
So we will not lose hope if we continue to abide in Jesus Christ. You know, everybody's been saying, pray Psalms 91. Pray Psalms 91. My son and I were talking the other night. I said, baby, you're reading Psalms 91. And mama, I'm so thankful. But remember in those first two verses, it talks about dwelling and it talks about abiding.
Amen.
So when we learn to dwell in God and we stay in abiding in God,
yes,
we will be restored. We will have the joy. We will have hope. We will have peace. Because when we fail to abide, that will give place to the devil.
Amen.
To steal our joy.
Amen.
Then we lose our focus. But God is always, always willing to forgive us and restore us and give us our joy back again. There are so many accounts in the Word of God where people lost their hope. And each of you, including BJ and myself, we have testimonies where we almost lost hope.
Amen.
But because we had sense enough to just say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, show me what to do, how to think. And he's a very present help in the time of trouble.
Amen.
Because when we call upon Jesus, when we give Jesus the opportunity, you know, God is something. He gave us a choice. He don't push himself on nobody.
Amen.
But when we what does the Bible say? That we learn how to seek and we'll find.
Amen.
Knock and the door will be open unto us. When we learn how to do those things, God is standing right there. He's there for us. So when we seek God with our whole heart, we will find him.
Amen.
So the other thing that I would like to say this morning is I wrote something when the pandemic first started, and I just want to share it with you. We're talking about a win-win prescription for what's going on, the coronavirus. And I started off, and I'm going to be brief, BJ, because I know we're running toward our time limit.
Take your time.
But I said, drink water. That's the first thing God gave me, drink water. I said, why? Because we get dehydrated in our bodies, just like we get dehydrated in our spirits when we're not putting the word in. When we're letting God, sometimes the word comes through just listening to somebody preach. Sometimes the word, we are hydrating our spirit in different ways by singing, by praising God. What did they say? When we praise God, it takes away that spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
And in joy, we get strength from the Lord through his joy. So drink the water to hydrate your body physically, because we talked about the mind, the body, and the spirit. Drink lots of water. Water is the best prescription that you can ever have. The next thing I said is pray. Learn to pray always. DJ, you talked about that when we were talking about this topic. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
You say, how you do that? Just have a mind of prayer. Just pray. Pray and ask God to help us. Some people worry all the time. We don't figure out, we don't ask, well, how do they worry all the time? But they worry all the time. So replace worry with prayer.
Amen.
And I promise you, I stand on the promises of God. When we began to pray and seek God and turn from all of the wickedness that is going on out there, God's going to hear us. He's going to heal our land. So let us pray. No, you don't have to be perfect in all of this. I'm not. BJ is not. But we are, what did they used to say, well, I'm trying. Lord, I'm trying to make 100. And when they say, I'm climbing high mountains, trying to get home. So we just began to pray. Then I say, yield not to temptation. Because when we learn, temptation doesn't just come. People think about fidelity, marriage, and adultery, fornication. No, sometimes we have to yield not to how we think. Sometimes thinking can be our worst enemy. What we think gets, as my pastor says, Pastor Darius says, it gets stinking. So,
amen.
Yield not to temptation. When, sometimes it's because we want to eat too much. We want to go to the wrong place. We want to say the wrong thing. Yield not to temptation. It's like getting a discipline about ourselves and what we do and what we think and how we act. The other thing is to be kind to others.
Amen.
Just simple things like good morning, thank you. I don't care if other people are not kind to you. Be kind to others, because
Amen.
The Bible tells us to do to others that we want, and we want people to be kind to us. So let us be kind to others. And as we focus on the racism and all the stuff that's going on around us right now, it is a time for Christians to show up and show out.
Amen.
Be kind to others. Then be good to yourself. Like yourself. Appreciate who you are. Don't worry about Sally Sue, who you think is perfect, because she's not. But be good to ourselves. Like I said, drink water, eat right, exercise, do the things for yourself that will help us. We have time during this pandemic to do some things that we haven't done. So let us be good to ourselves. Avoid negative people. You know that girl that every time she called you, she want to tell you all of the stuff that's wrong. That guy that never sees the light at the end of the tunnel. Avoid those people. We love them, but avoid them.
Amen.
They're going to pull you down, sisters and brothers. They're going to pull you down. So navigate yourself in another direction. Be joyful. And joy is something that God gives to us. It ain't about how we feel. In the worst of times, and we're feeling not so good, we can be joyful. Why? Because we know who Jesus is. So let us be joyful. Joyful. My next thing is count your blessings. We used to sing a song, but count them and name them one by one.
Amen.
I saw something recently in one of my readings say, now write down your blessings. I said, I got to be kidding. We'd be writing all day. We'd be writing until the end of time. But we can begin to talk about them. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you that our children are still alive. Thank you, Lord God, that even if the virus has attacked and invaded you or your family members, you're listening to me, so you are still here. We count out, Lord, I can see, I can hear, and I can think. I can still taste. I can still smell. Just learn to count our blessings.
Count your blessings. Amen.
And I go back to the last one. Trust God. When you can't see your way out, just say, but you promised me, Lord. I tell him, I said, God, you promised that you would never forsake me. Lord, you would never leave me. And you promised me that if I do what I'm supposed to do, you're going to bless my seed.
Amen.
So if you're blessing me and blessing my seed, even though I don't see it right now, I'm not feeling that right, I trust you, God.
Trust.
And the last thing on that I want to say, there is a declaration, and I want you all to say it as I say it. I am. And I will be.
And I will be.
A better person.
A better person.
After the COVID-19 pandemic.
After the COVID-19 pandemic.
Amen. You did it perfectly, girl. God bless.
So, amen.
My word this morning is to you, as a Christian, we are in a win-win situation. We are more than conquerors.
More.
And God will bless us. Thank you for listening.
Amen.
DJ.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so, so much.
And thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, God. I just appreciate you. You know, to put a final tap on everything, hope is our life force. Hope strengthens us. Hope reassures us. Life is so uncertain. Hope keeps us grounded, so that we're not all over the place in our thinking. I believe that if our hope is kept alive, we can climb hurdles, we can climb mountains, we can stay focused. God is our only hope, folks. He's our only hope. And in a reverential way, God wants us to do what he says for us to do. He's not playing. He's not playing with us.
Amen.
If we listen to God, if we trust God, if we are obedient to God, we can keep hope alive.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
Seal it with a prayer. God